Good morning, pilgrims and travelers on the funny path of life. 10:50. Let me get to return back to one. So put that in my brain, of my backpack. I'm about to head to the store. I'm a little tired today, but there's a good reason for it. We'll get to that in a minute. So, actually, got everything done so far this morning. I even made the hummus. Because I was tired and I was looking at a ways to kind of wake myself up. So I'll be more than likely taking a very nice nap. More than likely outside. Actually, you know what? Silly Anthony, why do I have my... Didn't I learn my lesson from yesterday? I have my jacket on and I will be getting too hot anyway. So, heading now to get my pumpkin, because he didn't have it yesterday, but he told me he would have it today. And if not, I'll go to the to buy either bonitos, sweet potato, or butternut squash. Calabaza. Which is kind of the same as actually as the pumpkin in Spanish, which is weird. I think it depends on the area, but butternut squash, it is just called it calabaza. Which would be, I guess, the English word would be like a winter squash. Anyway. Oof, yeah. So, yesterday after arriving, you know, kind of looking in terms of the iPad, you know, I found one. I was like, yeah, around 250. So that's good. You know, it's about 100, you know, euro less. You know, it's a little used up, but, you know, basically say as new, you know, as good as new. So I'm like, okay. And so I'm contacting the guy, like, you know, if I order it now, will you be able to send it today? And he's like, sorry, I don't sell things to people who don't have votes or people who don't have ratings, which is kind of weird. It was like, why would you care if you're selling it? I don't know. I don't get it. Anyway, and I was like, yeah, I'm done. It's like, I'm not going to keep playing, looking around and, you know, hoping it's right or whatever, getting it shipped and all of that. I'm like, I'm just going to go buy one. So I kind of looked online basically for the media market, you know, and you show like a 15 euros off the regular price. Because, of course, they have the 10th generation now, which is, it's 100 euro more than this one. But I'm like, that's fine. I don't need to pay for the new stuff. The other one is, I'm fine with it. And so I called Juan and I was like, hey, Juan, what do you think? We go to Ryan tonight, you know, he take me to Media Market. And of course he did, you know, very, very helpful. And so around 5-ish, I was actually still reading when he called me. Oh my goodness, it's windy. And again, same overcast stuff. Well, slightly clearer maybe, but the same. And so we went to town, you know, I found the one. And the weird thing was, it was like instead of being, what was it, 3.69, it was 33 euros less. So it was like, well, great. So it's basically 100 less than the original price of the 9th generation. So, you know, I got that. I got this kind of weird insurance. I normally don't really do it. But I guess it may have changed some of the insurance policy on Apple. Buying it from Media Market, I'm not sure. But basically, it could be a hassle if I have issues. So I'm paying 5 euro a month. And I'm basically going to do that for the first 2-3 months, maybe top 4 months. Hold on a second here. Make sure. Okay, no, it's over there, the dog. And I will be using that just to make sure that as a new device, everything is good. Because if I have an issue, it's actually an international plan, which is weird. But basically, then I could get that taken care of. So, and that makes sense because you just never know. But still, right, I'm pretty happy. My case works, you know, the one from the other one, because the 9 is a little bigger than my 6th generation. So anyway, I got that. And I realized I'm not going to take it to Joaquin to fix. I'll take it when I go to Valencina. Take it to the store and basically, you know, check with Pilar. And yeah, I'll still get it to the store for them to fix it. And then I'll give it to her with a keyboard and a charging cable and a plug. And I felt quite good about it, realizing, dude, you know, it's a good product. It's worth, you know, the price. It would have been cool, you know, if it worked out and, you know, to spend, you know, 100 less euros. I mean, it's not negligible, you know. But I was like, yeah, I'm not playing with that. And you just also never know. You could be scammed. That happens. You know, it's just, there's a little bit of a gambling element that kind of eBay, which is kind of what, like what Wallapop is to me. It looks like eBay. Anyway, so we did that. Then we went to the store and we got back into nutrition. You know, I was kind of quite straight with the guy. I was like, dude, you know, I've been here for 3 months. I've offered you stuff. I've told you things. You know, you haven't really followed through with any of it. You know, so what's the point of talking more? You know? And we did, of course, talk, and it was nice, and I enjoyed it. But it definitely, I kind of wanted to get that across, which is like, you know, it's going to be hard to take you seriously. And I know he's worried, you know. You know, el se come el coco. I mean, you know, he's just a worry wart about stuff. And so we basically, and actually he just called me, or she actually, Rosie called me about the oatmeal because she's going to be doing it and she was kind of wondering how to do it. And I'm like, you know what, I'm about to head out. I'll come by the place. I'll come show you. It'll be easier. Anyway, but like I was telling him, I was like, you know, if you're not going to do it, if you're not going to get involved in that kitchen, you know, to start to take charge a bit of your health, you know, and it could be quite empowering, you know, for you to do something and to notice the change and realize that you've done that instead of always having a handout, you know. And I think on many levels, I think self-confidence, self-esteem, you know, a lot of things, it could be helpful. But of course, like I told you, you know, when he was finally honest and say, you know, I like it all, but the whole thing about the kitchen, you know, just I'm not comfortable. Whoa! My goodness, we've had wheat for the last few days, huh? He thinks it's from Africa, this kind of covering the cloud that we have. It's kind of a weird. Anyway, so we had a nice evening. Then went to Lidl, got a couple of soy milk, and the one they have now has B12, so which is great. So I was like, I get a couple because it's the cheapest of all, 67 cents a liter, you know, which is cow's milk is nowhere near that ballpark. Anyway, and then I got a thing of mint tea. Okay, heads up, I'm about to come to Chupa Chup. Yeah, and so we walked around, we're looking at things and talking, and then we're going to the bread aisle. So then we were having this discussion about, you know, what's better, what's worse, you know, what kind of bread product. And he's showing me this one of the worst things you can have. It's like, dude, that's shit. You know, I think I eat a bag of those every 2 days. It's just kind of salty, oily, basically, you know. It's like bread with oil and salt. So basically kind of the perfect storm. And so we start to compare things and to show and... And of course, you know, you could be getting into making bread, but again, it's interesting. Let's see. It looks like the owner is here. Buenos dias. ¿Qué pasa, girl? ¿Qué pasa? Niagara. Let's look at our owner is here. You get it. Okay, you get it looking. I'm so happy to see her. I guess I don't see his car. Whatever he's doing, Mitch. Yes. You good? You can go. See you. Ciao. Que pasa? You good? You good? Bye bye. Anyway, so we spent the afternoon, and there was a procession yesterday in town carrying the patron saint, I guess, or whatever of the city of Jamilenas, or the whole thing. If you want to see how they do, like the Holy Week, Semana Santa. You know, in Spain, you can go to put like Sevilla or Semana Santa or Malaga, and you know the sounds is definitely a little more dramatic. And so after visiting a bit with Esperanza and Anna, who popped in to change shoes, they were looking very ladylike and they were killing them, the shoes. So they just walked in, chatted a little bit with them, and then resumed, kind of made a list, kind of giving him some ideas, you know, about something not quite as restrictive as my initial thing for him, because I was looking at something that he could do that would be easy. But yeah, it would be boring. Looking at his cholesterol and looking at his blood sugar, basically. So looking at doing a cleanse, basically, for months. That was my idea. And I like the idea of brown rice, sweet potato, and broccoli to cover the kind of mineral and vitamin base. And something that's also simple in the kitchen, so you don't have to, you know, split your brain. And so, you know, we chatted, and then we ended up going out, and he accompanied me almost all the way back to the house. And we saw the procession taking place. There was a band, quite a big band playing behind. But, you know, nowadays, each town does not have its own band, so they have to hire one. And, I mean, it was nice and all, you know. And, of course, I was with him, so it was kind of nice to share that. But, then I eventually moved away because it was almost, you know, 11 o'clock. When I got home. So that explains why, you know, I'm a little tired because I still get up at 5. I put my, my snooze on, but I got up within 1 or 2 minutes of putting it on. I was like, nah, I'm getting up. So I'm definitely going to take a nap when I come back. I might even do that before I do the lentil. I have to do my lentil dish anyway. But I'm cool. I'm glad I did the hummus already this morning. Looks pretty good. So I blended about half chickpeas and then half lentils. And that looks pretty good. And I'm going to offer that to him, actually, to maybe show him how to do that. At least maybe if he was to eat that kind of nasty bread, that could be something kind of using that as a dip. Anyway. But it was nice. I enjoyed the evening, and it was unexpected because of the whole thing with the tablet. And I could have, you know, I could have gone to with the boss, you know, this morning, you know. But I'm like, no, I'm going to ask him, you know, go by car, because by bus I would have to either take another bus, or it's like 4 kilometers from the bus station, if I remember well. Si mal no recuerdo. So it's but that would have been okay. But yeah, that's done. So I got the difference is my screen was the border was white and this one is black. I think it's not quite as wide. The framing, you know, it's a little more of a screen. So yeah, Duolingo is faster. It's better. So we'll see. We'll see about getting that screen and see if Pilar wants once the other one. Anyway, so that was kind of for that, and I took, you know, pretty much all, about almost 6 hours. My goodness, yeah, yesterday, almost 6 hours. Hold on, I got a little fellow, sweet little man, that walking buddy. One of the ass. That's how we go. He's cute. I like him. anyway, it was interesting. I was reading The Vendor of Sweets when he called me, because I said I had a little more time. But he seems to, yeah, I think being anxious, unlike the Spanish people, is a guy that's going to be early. And quite a bit early, actually, more so than I'm used to, which is kind of nice in a way. And I was reading it, and I was really kind of like hooked in terms of the relationship between the father and the son. You know, there is kind of a definitely very, it seems to me, similar to the dilemma in Siddhartha, that he has his son that is unruly. You know, he just, you know, Siddhartha is this man becoming quite wise in his own right, you know. And so basically he's really getting it down, the wisdom to his own, on his own level. But when it comes to his son, he's just completely off. And he's miserable because there is this kind of emotional attachment, which is similar also in The Vendor of Sweet. Almost makes me wonder if Hermann Hesse might not have gotten the idea from that, some of it. I don't know. Because it is kind of a curveball in that book about the child. I mean, there's a point to it, you know. That the value of caring, that there, you know, you have those emotions, and that's part of the human journey. But there is also a time and place to move on from that and to learn. And, but it's, you know, it's not that easy. It takes a toll. But anyway, but regardless, but I'm really, I'm almost kind of like, I have to slow down on the book. Like, don't rush to get to, you know, the denouement, you know, to where things are revealed, you know. It's like, enjoy all of it. And like I say, I really enjoy his writing. It was kind of fun, you know. That there was in the afternoon. Hold on a second. Oh no, I did watch something yesterday actually. It started with lunch. I watched The Lady Killers with Tom Hanks. You have one of the Wayans' brother, I forgot his name. Marlon, maybe his name. So it's a Coen movie, kind of in the South. Kind of playing with faith, I guess religion again. You had the Jewish faith before with a serious man, and here you have the gospel, you know, the kind of Baptist, you know, the Bible Belt, Mississippi, if I'm not mistaken. And Tom Hanks playing this kind of con man, scholarly con man. I kind of remember more, actually, than I thought. As I watched it, I was like, you know, characters are cute. Definitely, they seem to enjoy creating those funky characters. And you have J.K. Simmons, I think you actually say, which I really like. I love him in, for me, carry the whole movie in Whiplash, which is definitely, that is for sure. Actually, I think he might even be one of my top five movie. Huh. Yeah, I'm not sure what movies I would even put in front of that one. I really, it's just so meaty and juicy. I really like it. Not politically correct. I don't know. There's just, I really like the, I would have to look at who made that movie and see if it's been up to something. But anyway, J.K. Simmons, that's before Whiplash, of course. So it's kind of more that kind of a classical actor. I mean, pretty good, actually. He was pretty good in the character of the explosive guy with IBS. Anyway. And the other guys. The Chinese guy, I've seen him in other movies, but I don't know his name. And the football player, the linebacker, or whatever he is. I've seen him in something else, too. But yeah, and then the woman, the black woman, you know, the southern lady. So it was watchable. Yeah, they put kind of a cute spin on it in the end. But yeah, it definitely not one of my favorite of theirs. As far as what they pulled out, you know, the kind of a Shakespearean kind of rendition that he does of Edgar Allan Poe and Poe. I don't know. It just, I guess I've never been. Maybe I'll try again, Edgar Allan Poe. I might have to try some of his book again. I know he's quite renowned, right? In a literary world. So we'll see if somehow I'll bite into that apple. So actually, I did watch that. And then took a little nap. Plenty of time to do all of that. Right? Anyway. And so... So yeah, I kind of went yesterday. So I didn't get my sunset walk. I don't know today actually what... Well, I'm going to be taking a nap for sure. I can tell, you know, that I'm... that I'm off. But yeah, I do have the lentils too. So after my nap, I'll be doing the lentils. I wasn't even quite that hungry today. It was around 10:30 when I had breakfast, and I was like, you know. So it's interesting. We're looking at 18, 19 hours, and yeah, I'm doing okay actually to spend that much time and not eating, and really not thinking much about food. So in a way, I could say it's kind of mission accomplished. Whether it's a good thing or bad thing, I don't know. But that, you know, I don't really think much about food. I mean, even like right now, it's like I'm quite stuffed. So I stopped eggs. I almost bought a log of goat cheese, which I really like. And it felt like it was going to be pretty ripe. But I was like, no. Off. So kind of like off dairy, not that I was doing much anyway, but that's been several days anyway since I finished the cheese, and then off the egg. So I'll stay with the, you know, the fish for a couple of times a week. Oh, I'll use one of those can, I guess, about once a week. So and that'll be it, and the rest will be all plants. So and I still like the idea of the kind of a squid, you know, those little can. I really like the tomato and the garlic, a little spicy. Not really spicy as far as I'm concerned. But it does say picante. And on the Camino, those are a good option, you know, to get to. Or if I have, you know, a kitchen and I have a time, whatever, you know, to kind of cook a piece of fish, it'd be nice. Or some pasta or whatever. We'll see. We'll see if, you know, Antonio comes, because I might get inspired by his presence, you know, to kind of do a little more in the kitchen, because there'll be time. You know, I mean, that's definitely, time is something that I do have. If there's something that I want to do, you know, and of course the kitchen is not like a very challenging place as far as I'm concerned. So I'm okay when it comes to that. But we'll see. We'll see. That weird experience I had with Pilar, with that, I forgot what it's called. It was a rubbery. It was like seafood. And I was really grossed out by that. So I saw that maybe I was kind of getting past the whole seafood stuff. And I know some people are grossed out by the smell of fish, you know, the smell of that sea. And that's one of the reasons they don't like it. And I was wondering if maybe it was that, but... I really like this little can, you know, of like merluza, I think is what it's called. I don't know what it is in English, merluza. But it's simple, you know. But I'm like, yeah, that's okay with that. I'm kind of thinking of omega-3, basically. You know, so a few things that I've learned. So you know that there is, you know, for brain function, omega-3. You know, for like Alzheimer's, even though there is nothing conclusive actually in terms of prevention or what the dosage is, and it doesn't look to be that much what you kind of need. But the issue is conversion, because ALA, ELA, and ALA, you know, the kind of omega that you get, they don't have the same kind of bonds. Like an omega-3 has, I forgot, it's like 18 bonds or 20 or 22, I forgot. It's like DHA and EPA. So when it's converted to DHA and EPA, it's when it benefits you. And not everybody, apparently, is a good converter. Which means even though you may have your ELA and ALA in your system as raw product, you may not convert, you may not be an efficient converter. So there is definitely discussion about supplementing, you know, for people like vegan, if you don't eat fish, which I think it's the main source in the diet of omega-3. So that's kind of how I look at that. And in a way, it kind of keeps me out of the vegan pool. But then again, you know, I would have no issue if I go somewhere, once in a while, have a piece of meat or whatever, I'll enjoy it. You know, like I said, when I had those pork chops at Rosie, I really enjoyed it. I think I had like three of them, I think. Also, what I've learned, you know, when it comes to food, is this darn thing with the chocolate. Those kind of foods where it's not even good, it's not even enjoyable. But you know, yeah, that kind of addictive or kind of like a gluttony around that. And those things, it's just really clear, you know. And I don't think I have too many foods. Like the cheese was not an issue. The eggs, I think, out of those 3 months, you know, that I've had them, twice, I think, I had them. And before, it was very hard for me to see. Was really fine. So yeah, I'm kind of aware when it comes to a nutritional slippery slope, let's call it. And yeah, I think most of what I'm eating, but like yesterday, I had quite a few peanuts at the end of my meal, even I was still hungry. And then I kind of dipped my finger in a Nutella, something I used to love to do as a kid. It's time ago I didn't do as a kid, which was like I really dipped it in it. I mean, I was really barfing on it. And I think that's telling something about my personality and my relation with food, my relationship with food. I think there can be an abusive power when it comes to it. One of those persons prone to overdo it, overindulge, you know? And therefore, it kind of makes sense that overwhelmingly, I stay clear of those trigger foods. To me, it just makes sense. It just makes life easier, and it's, I don't really crave them. So, yeah. So that makes sense, and I've kind of learned that by now, and realized that the idea of one dude, you should be able to have that, you should be able to have it and not lose it, that doesn't work. It has not been there for me. That idea of being able to control everything, and that's just a challenge for you, no pain, no gain. That's bull. For me, that's bull. It's like, you've tried, it's been with you for a while, and it hasn't changed. So, and it's not really like a big deal. You know, not having a tablet of the bar of chocolate is really, it's like, my day is not worse for wear, you know, to not have candy. Well, actually, I have those licorice ones, but those candies, you definitely, those are kind of hard to abuse. I like the eucalyptus, I like those too. Because overall, I eat one or a couple here and there, but that's it. You know, it's not like the other stuff, like the gummy bear, which are nasty. You know, it's not like I'm not defending it, but there's abuse going on. It's just hard to just have one or a few, you know, like Pringles. So, and I think for a lot of people, there is that kind of conflict, you know, there is ambiguity, gray line, you know, it's not clear between some items. Or like yesterday when I was talking to Juan, that we were looking at justifying, and I was like, dude, this is shit, that's it. If you want to buy it, great. But don't fool yourself in thinking this is healthy, because it's not. Unless you're surviving, then great. You know, that's great food if you're surviving. We're talking about deli meat, you know, cured meat. And I was like, of course, you know, the ham, you know, they call them deli meat, they call it, or cured meat, they call them embutidos in Spain. And it's a big part of the culture, you know. I think in many cultures where you have meat, you know, the way to treat it so it survives, you know. But I was like, dude, can stop. It doesn't matter. If you want to eat it, eat it. But don't go fooling yourself. This is not healthy. And he was like, well, isn't one better than the other? And I was like, yeah, it's like getting killed by stabbing or by a gun. Yeah, it's more more effective. It's like, yeah, it's more likely it causes more damage. Well, which is not necessarily true, right? Depending on where you shot. But you get the gist, right, in terms of the power. But, you know, it's a specious argument, you know, to be saying it's better to be stabbed than to be shot. So, but if you want to, you do it. Just don't, just don't joke around. Just don't try to, I'm not going to argue with you here. But you can do what you want. So I kind of got that point across, but I really had to put my foot down like 4 or 5 times, I think, you know, to give you an idea about how resilient he is with his arguments. Anyway, sorry. Let's see if the dog is here. It's Sarazito. Well, sure, why not get you to bark at me? It's loose in the property, so they have him attached when they're in. Anyway, so I had myself some extra lentils this morning to kind of make up for the egg, and I'm just thinking about the food now. I'm not sure what it's for. I kind of wonder about my little belly here. I mean, I do feel like, I'm not sure, but I think I'm pretty sure I do. And I weighed myself once on the scale pillar. And if it's accurate, then I've definitely not lost weight. But I kind of wonder because I go so many hours, you know, without eating. I don't know. But I feel good. I'm fine, you know what? After today, we're only said and done. Sorry about the wind here. Get about a minute of that. Kind of hope of my interest is in really to curb that kind of appetite, that kind of gluttony, and that fixation on food. That is really kind of my in terms of psychological and emotional eating, and to get that to be more. The car here, watching. No, the car is not coming. Well, so the wind would be less here, but. We'll see when I get in the street. So yeah, my goal is kind of to really curb that. And I feel like there is a kind of like I'm leaning on those crutches. Me estoy asomando en esas muletas. I don't know if you would use asomarse, which would mean like to lean against the window. Yeah, asomarse. But I don't know, because in even though in English it's used in that sense, they may have a different one in Spanish. And you don't, I've not really been around a social context where crutches, muletas, you know, are used. So I don't know. But I allow myself that freedom. So that doesn't matter, because on the Camino, what becomes important anyway is obviously, you know, the rest and then the walk. The routine. Well, I have a feeling. I don't know, because I think the most might be like 24K. My goodness, it's going to be... I don't know if it's going to be a breeze, but because you never know. You know, I could feel, you know, bad. Meaning like physically could be challenging. You never know. But, you know, it's 16 kilometer a day, 19 kilometer a day, 20, 22. You know, it's really... I mean, you do have some elevation. You know, you have a few days with some good one, but, you know... So I'll have definitely, I won't be leaving for sure, my goodness, before 9 o'clock, if not 10, actually. We'll be in April, you know, it'll still be nice, the days won't be too hot, so. Anyway, we will see. We will see. It will be what it will be. Anyway, it should be a little better now for the wind. I am kind of, even though the wind is blowing down that street too. After that wind reminds me of part of, like, I think it was either South or North Dakota, also of, my goodness, the Panhandle in Texas. It's quite windy there. Quite windy there. But I guess, you know, I have to say, oh shit, I'm going this way actually. When all is said and done, you know, the idea of, you know, looking at, me throwing the towel and going back to trucking, it doesn't actually sound like the worst, you know, thing, now that I think about it, you know, because that would be, you know, in my space, so, you know, mostly you're on your own, you know, the way, I mean, I would not have a home, for sure, for a while. And if I end up buying a truck, you know, definitely not. That would be my house. And the way that I would do it, I would be able to pull through. I would be able to make a... Yeah, I would be able to live. You know, those big companies have... Well, they still had, I'm sure they still do. They kind of have to anyway. Decent health insurance, you know. And, so... Yeah. Kind of a package deal, you know, like I'm not going to work. My life is a work and my work is my life. I mean, I'm not excited, you know, the idea of being seated behind a chair, you know. But, you know, when it comes to accomplishing something or reaching a goal, I am not amazed in terms of where I am on that field. And I could easily see, you know, if I was to give up and realize I'm done. I don't want to change that. I'm done. I don't want to play that game anymore. Voila. And that would definitely not the kitchen. Or maybe a rat nailing would be one option. You know, so actually go back and through that. So it's kind of funny, you know. It is kind of sad in a way for me. I guess in a way I say I don't have ambition, and in a way I don't. But I still believe that, you know, that what I'm doing has meaning, and that that's leading somewhere, even though I don't know where. But I kind of believe that. So if I eventually, I hear the fat lady sing, you know, one day and realize there's just nothing, you know. Or whether it be because I'm basically almost running out of cash, you know, whatever the case. Or it could be a physical handicap, you know, something like maybe my knee. I can tell my left knee, I'm feeling it a little bit. So I don't think it's going to go away, you know. I mean, I feel great walking, but in terms of the flexibility, I can... I am more mindful of it. So there, you know, there's maybe a limited lifespan left on that. And that remains to be seen. But yeah, it is definitely something that I can look back even though, you know, the condition of the trucking industry as such, it's tricky because there are more and more regulation, there's more control on the driver, and there are reasons for that. Not that I have a beef with it, actually, I kind of understand, you know, it's human beings kind of are out of control, eh? And looking at social engineering, you know, in terms of making people behave in a way that kind of makes sense, you know, how many people do you see that uses their phone while they're driving, you know, and who is going to argue with the statement that it is dangerous to do something on your phone while you're driving, you know? And I'm talking about, like, you're going to crash your own car, meaning you're on the road, you know, by yourself. But I'm in the market. Let's see if he has my cabbage. My winter squash, sorry. But anyway. All right, guys. We'll talk to you later. I'm not going to bug you very much, but it's 1:30, so I just mega dropped by Juan. So I went by the house. Actually, I met him at the market. He ended up pulling on my backpack, and I thought I had not strapped it properly. But then I was like, this, you know, carrots and peppers don't weigh that much weight. Why am I pack pulling back? Anyway, and it was him pulling back because he's a joker kind of like me. Anyway, so I helped him carry a bucket of scraps from the produce place for his chicken to the car. And then we went to his house. So basically I went to to show him. I ended up showing him a couple of things. So to do the oatmeal, it was interesting translating it because, you know, it's like, what do you call it in Spanish? So comida de avena, which doesn't make sense. But a meal is comida in Spanish. And avena is oat. And I guess oat flakes would be copos de avena. But anyway, so we did it. And then I showed him the hummus. So, and I kind of tried to make it clear that, you know, the way I was showing, it's just a basic guideline to get you started so you're not too scared and you kind of know what to do, what to expect. But then it's like, you know, have fun. Who cares? You know, the sky is the limit. And so there was him, and of course there was Rosie, and there was Esperanza. Esperanza was the one writing notes. It was just very, very funny because it was a chaos element about one talking over the other, saying something, and, you know, and he's kind of a warrior word. And I just cracked up. I was just laughing my ass off. And anyway, but it was fun. I enjoyed it. You know, it was enjoyable. They're very sweet. Very, very sweet. You know, it's definitely not the worst dysfunction. And then the son came. Alberto. I guess I should call him Alberto because that's his name. And so, you know, kind of talking. He's not looking too good. He's not feeling well. Which, of course, for his father, it's kind of like a fertile ground for worrying. But so we did those things. And basically, it was like, you know, here now you have some ideas. You know, let's see if you're going to do something with it, you know. Are you going to ask your wife and your daughter to cook for you? Or are you going to take charge? So we'll see. And I was like, of course, you know, you can always get a hold of me. You know, I'd be more than happy. Any question, you know, and then we can talk about other things. If you get into it, who knows? You know, you might get hooked. Yeah? Tal vez te enganches. And so at the end, you know, they were kind of give me some eggs. And I was like, oh, okay, no, thank you, but I stopped eating eggs since yesterday. And the amount of time I had to refuse the egg, I just laughed. It was just so comical. But it was like, it just did not compute to them. It's like, hold on, you were eating eggs. Weren't you eating eggs next? Because, yeah, right now I don't feel like it. You know, it's like, maybe later I'll change my mind again, but it's like, no big deal, but I just don't want to. But they really, it was like, it was just so funny. But I guess the cool thing was that it was not a big deal. You know, it's like, okay, this is what it is. How am I going to handle that? So what's kind of laughing, you know, kind of basically saying, no, I'm not going to eat eggs. So it was like, I have to keep saying it. It was very funny, but they're adorable. And I think it really comes from a good place. So really, I've enjoyed getting to know them. You know, they're very sweet. Anyway, So we'll see if, you know, what I showed, you know, has any application. You just never know, you know. It also showed me about the difficulty, really, of changing something, of making sense. Like, how do I do that? How do I eat it? You know, it's just not that easy. So, and in the end, he offered me to drive me back. And then Alberto came along, too. So, anyway, very, very sweet. So, but I'm tired now, so, but I have to do the lentils. So, yeah, well, I mean, yeah, I kind of have to. So I'm going to do that now, and then I'm going to crash. I'm not going to have lunch. It's going to be running into the 2 o'clock. But so it is. Anyway, guys, peace and love. I just wanted to share this little bit of anecdote. Later, Gator.